Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Nancy Lindemann,
Pat Terrell,
and you guys are with
Helping Hands of Yancey County.
It can't be getting close to flea time already,
is it?
It's hard to believe. You know, it is. I guess you guys have been busy getting ready and working pretty hard.
We started July the 2nd, and we've been working ever since. And we are taking things on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday from 9 to 4, those 3 days. But if there's an emergency about something, you can call on my phone and I will meet you at the building.
Okay. And the building again this year, same spot?
Taylor Talks. And we're on the end going towards Spruce Pine.
For anybody who's new to the area and doesn't know, well, where's the old Taylor Togs building? You have to have been here for a little while to know where that
to
is.
To know that name.
The address is 621 Micahville Loop. We're in the old building, and we're on the east side.
Do you drop off there on the Spruce Pine side of it? Everything's
big
on that
garage
side.
Garage door that we open up. You can back your vehicle right up to the door. We're there to help you unload. And as Pat said, if you've got some furniture or some larger items, we have a limited pickup.
Yes, we do.
We will arrange that and can call Pat, and she'll give you the number at the end of our little bit here.
Okay.
And there's also a big sign that says drop off, where you're supposed to drop off up on the building, so you can't miss it.
Okay. And when you say drop off, what do you want everybody to bring this year?
Everything.
Their treasures.
Just their treasures. All sorts of stuff.
We love furniture. Pat particularly likes all of your holiday items for that department, toys, books, your outdoor equipment, sports equipment that you're not using any longer, nice, gently used clothing, both adult clothing and children's. We're being very selective about our clothing this year. We're going to have some of the best in the county.
Yeah.
We have a little less floor space than we did last year, so we're just being real careful about keeping only the best of the best. So when you're ready to come shop, we're going to have some really great items.
That's good. So, Nancy, you always have a couple of sales, the big sale and then a sale earlier. When are your sales this year going to be?
The sales are, and the earlier one that you mentioned is our clothing and shoes and accessories sale. We have that in August, and that will be for 2 days on August 17th and 18th from 8 to 4 on those 2 days.
Almost.
That's a Friday and Saturday, I believe. Is that
it
right,
is?
Ms. Pat?
Yes,
it is.
And
then the big sale, the big fun flea, is September 14, 15, and 16. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
On the Friday and Saturday, we're open from 8 to 4 on those days, and then Sunday we'll be open from 1 to 4 on the 16th.
So. Well, excellent. It will be here before you know it. But in the meantime, folks need to go ahead and bring stuff. And what's the schedule on bringing stuff again? What days of the week?
9 to 4, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. And if there's an emergency in between, we'll give you a number in a little bit. So now, Nancy, you guys take this money and wind up giving it to some wonderful nonprofits in our area, some wonderful folks. How's that process going this year? Have you already figured out who you're going to give the money to?
Eligible organizations are those charities, those nonprofits that have their work in Yancey County and Mitchell County. So if it's a dual organization, such as Habitat, which we have supported in the past, they serve both Mitchell and Yancey County. There needs to be a Yancey County component. In order for the application to be considered. And you know, Bruce, up until this year, this is our fifth year. Happy anniversary to us.
Amazing.
5 years. We have given away over $50,000.
Over $50,000. That's really cool.
Just for a small organization that's run entirely on volunteer support and support from our community with their donations, we're a little proud of that.
Well, you should be. It's just a wonderful concept. Everybody could get together and do this type
of thing. They can. They can donate. They can shop. They can be a sponsor if they would like to be. And Pat will again give you her number if there's somebody who would like to be one of our sponsors for this year.
When would you think you'll know who's going to get the money? Do you know
how long
it'll
take? I think we're going to make that decision pretty quickly because we want to tell folks who are making the donations, already asking, you know, who are your recipients this year. And so we will probably be making that selection very soon in early August.
Yeah.
And also with those people that will be getting our money, they are expected to put some time in down at the flea. And they always do. So that's another thing. Mm-hmm. We also need that extra help.
We operate a little like Habitat in that way, that we require some sweat equity as part of being a recipient of the grant. So a minimum of 14 hours of volunteer help, because we're a volunteer organization, to help us get ready and to staff for both the clothing sale in August and the big flea in September.
Okay. And, of course, more information about that, just send them the email and you'll send them back.
To helpinghandsofyanceycounty@gmail.com or follow us on Facebook. At Helping Hands of Yancey County, we post usually something about encouraging people to come make their donations. And as we get closer to the sale, we'll likely post some photos of some items of interest that we'll have for sale to start generating that interest about, oh, they got some really cool stuff down there. So check out our Facebook page as well.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Let us know who, when you decide who the folks are,
come back and visit
with us and let us know. In the meantime, gather up your stuff and get it to you.
Yep.
It's the main thing
and
right now.
If you do have a larger pickup, we've actually had some people who were cleaning out a home of a relative and they had some furniture and things. We have arranged for a truck to come pick that up. And what's that phone number to call you, Pat?
352-436-9892.
Okay.
And that's Pat.
And that's Pat.
If you do need to schedule a pickup.
And that's also available maybe on the Facebook page, too, if they can't get it right now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It is available on the Facebook page.
Well, excellent. Well, ladies, congratulations for past good work, and we're excited about the new year. We can't wait to see what winds up happening with the big flea.
There's always great stuff.
Sounds good. Our guests today, Pat Terrell and Nancy Linderman from Helping Hands of Yancey County. Ladies, thanks for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.